developmental sequences or acquisition schedules. Second language learners, like first language learners, pass through sequences of development. That is, what is learned early by one learner is also learned early by other learners. The sequences or stages in the development of particular structures, and the next few pages describe grammatical morphemes, negation, and a few others. That first language acquisition has a very similar developmental sequence seems rather obvious because it's very much connected to the cognitive development and the experiences of the child. However, even adults, when they're learning second language, have similar developmental sequences, despite their vastly different languages and their vastly different experiences. So it is quite remarkable that we find developmental sequences that are similar in the developing interlanguage of second language learners from different backgrounds. So once again to reiterate this, the sequences, the developmental sequences, are similar across language, the second language learners, even though they come from different first language backgrounds. Furthermore, these sequences are very similar to first language acquisition. It is important to note that each developmental sequence is not what is termed as being a closed room. So, by that, learners do not leave one behind when they enter another. There are many developmental sequences which are progressing at the same time, and sometimes a learner might still make a developmental error, even though it might have been perceived that the learner had gone beyond that.